Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is September 3rd. These are today's vital statistics. Charles Chuck Barrett, 63, of Bosstown, died August 23rd at Amplify Healthcare in Boscobel. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, September 5th, from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date in the Mount Tabor Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Chuck is survived by his wife Melissa, daughter Serena, and Corey Prokop Davis of Whitehall, stepson Ben and Jenny Anderson, father Pearl Barrett, brother Ralph Barrett, two grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Charles Chuck Barrett, 63, of Bosstown. Francis J. Haw, 90, of Hillsboro, died August 31st at home. Visitation will be at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro, Monday, September 7th from 4 to 7 p.m. with an informal service at 7 p.m. A short visitation will be held at 10 a.m. before the funeral mass at 11, Tuesday, September 8th at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Burial will follow at the Czech National Cemetery in Yuba. To honor Francis's legacy of caring and generosity, memorials are preferred in lieu of flowers to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Francis is survived by his wife Cecile, daughters Mary Lynn Haw and Jodine Nelson, two grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law, sister Christine Kuba and Barbara Barris, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Francis J. Haw, 90, of Hillsboro. Charles J. Charlie McCleary, 89, of Muscadet, died Sunday, August 30th at Soldiers Grove Health Services. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, September 8th at 11 a.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Basswood Cemetery with military graveside rites to be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Visitation will be held Tuesday, September 8th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Charlie is survived by his children, Ray Rognes, Doug and Sharon Rognes, Sherry and Rudy Neagle, Pam Harris, Jean Lisney, Charles J. McCleary II, and Kelly Jensen, 20 grandchildren, 36 great-grandchildren, three great-great-grandchildren, numerous other relatives and friends. Charles J. Charlie McCleary, 89, of Muscadet. Joan O. Spillman Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City, died Friday, August 28th. A graveside service will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, September 12th at the Bloom City Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with the arrangements. Joan is survived by her four children, Debbie and Ken Carroll, Grant Albaugh, Cindy Holly, and Dwayne Albaugh. Nine grandchildren, 18 grandchildren, other relatives, and friends. Joan O. Spillman Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City. Gail A. Muller, 69, of Richland Center, died August 9th. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Gail is survived by his siblings, Cheryl and Joe Burdick, Ellen and Laverne Hess, Donald Muller, Jade Muller Tracty, Heidi and Brian Testman, and Leah and Christopher McFarlane. Gail A. Muller, 69, of Richland Center. Carolyn Josephine Janney Freeman, 102, of Richland Center, died Wednesday, September 2nd at Schmidt-Woodland Hills. A celebration of life for Carolyn is being planned. Memorials in Carolyn's memory can be made to the Town and Country Presbyterian Church, Schmidt-Woodland Hills Foundation Scholarship Fund, or the Myra Tony Pine River School Restoration Handicap Accessible Project. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Carolyn is survived by her children, Sherry and Larry Kwame, Jean and John Hopkins, and Vicky and Jerry Wisniewski. Seven grandchildren, two great-great-grandchildren. We'll get the list of great-grandchildren on the next edit. Many nieces and nephews. Carolyn Josephine Janney Freeman, 102, of Richland Center. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, a daughter has been born to Elizabeth Edwards and Lance Cook. Please welcome Everly Eileen Cook. Congratulations to the young family.